From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The war in Iraq has been a divisive issue for Democrats. Most of the party's major candidates for president voted to authorize the use of force, but many in the rank and file are against it. Nowhere is that division more apparent than in Iowa, which in January holds the first caucuses to choose delegates. And no candidate has been more outspoken in support of the war to disarm Saddam Hussein than Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who was in Iowa last week. NPR's Mara Liasson went with him.
Here's just a sample of what Joe Lieberman is up against in Iowa.
I'm stridently against the war, and I consider it imperialism.
Kendra Breitsbecker is a high school teacher who came to meet Lieberman at the Fort Dodge Public Library on Friday. The fall of Baghdad had not changed her views.
I'm not very popular in the very rural town that I live in. Very outspoken against the war, and that will make a difference in who I vote.
When Lieberman talks to these activists, there's no hostility, but there are plenty of questions about the war.
I know the position on the war was controversial, and I guess I'd hope this, that even if you disagree with me, that you understand that it's the kind of person I am, that I'm going to do what I think is right for our country, even if it's not politically popular at the time.
This is only Lieberman's second visit to Iowa this year, and that in itself is another problem. Some of the other candidates have been here dozens of times and have already made inroads with voters. A house party for Lieberman in Council Bluffs attracts a good-sized crowd, but Ed Bremmer, a retired schoolteacher, says he came as a favor to a friend, and he doubts he'll vote for Lieberman.
I'm leaning towards Dean, Howard Dean, because this war is what's upset me and my wife.
Bremmer only knows a few things about the senator from Connecticut.
Well, I know that he voted in favor of the resolution, which is, which he was not alone. There were a number of them, but I was very disappointed, and my wife was too.
Lieberman's position on the war may not sit well with many Iowa activists, and his votes against ethanol subsidies for Iowa farmers may not either. But he has a credential no other Democrat running this year can claim. He was the vice presidential candidate in 2000, a year many Democrats believe still lives in infamy.
People say to me, geez, this is tough to run against George Bush. You think you can beat him? And I say, I know we can beat him. Al Gore and I did it in 2000, right?
So. Lieberman can count on a certain amount of loyalty here because he's been on the national ticket. The Van Zee family, Alma, Marion, and their son Sherman, drove 3 hours to meet him in Council Bluffs.
Well, we live east of Des Moines. Well, you tell them.
We decided to drive here from near Newton, Iowa.
We're for him.
Yes, definitely. We were the last time, but also we just admire the man for his humbleness. And I think he's the best man for the job.
But Lieberman will need more than the memories of 2000 to get Iowa Democrats to come out and spend a few hours at a caucus site on a cold night next January. More than any other contest, Iowa rewards organization. And so far, says David Nagel, former congressman and state party chair, Lieberman has next to none.
Joe who? We haven't seen much of him. And if he's been here, it's passed under the radar screen of most of us that watch this process pretty closely. We simply don't know him. We don't know where he's at. And to do well in Iowa, you have to have a persistent presence either through the candidate or the organization. Right now, the senator has neither.
Lieberman insists that's about to change.
Look, we're getting started later than some of the other Democratic candidates, but we've made a commitment. I've got a state director. I've hired two people. In the standards of the Iowa caucus, we've made the big step. We bought the voter lists from the Iowa Democratic Party. And I think in a 9-candidate field, there's a constituency here for a pro-growth, centrist, socially progressive Democrat. You don't have to get 51% to win the Iowa caucuses or even give a respectable showing.
A respectable showing is about all Joe Lieberman is hoping for in Iowa. He's spending more time in other early primary states, like Arizona, where a conservative Democrat might do better. And his aides admit he will not make a big investment of time or money here. But Lieberman won't blow off Iowa completely, the way John McCain did in 2000, or Al Gore did in 1988, and he says by the time the Iowa caucuses begin next January, the war in Iraq will be history. Right now, however, it's very much on the minds of voters like Kendra Breitsbecker, who listened carefully to Lieberman explain his views.
I will not make my decision for a while, but obviously we differ on that. I don't agree with him when he said the only thing we could do let's go to war. He said that very clearly, and no, that's not true.
But Breitsbecker says the war is not her only issue, and yes, she can imagine voting for a Democrat who voted for the war.
You know what? You're not going to get elected if you're as liberal as I am. You're not going to. The major candidates that come out in the top tier are all going to be similar with that.
That kind of pragmatism could help Joe Lieberman if he's able and willing to compete hard in these caucuses. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Fort Dodge, Iowa.